lot of bank stress and deals.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Bank of America is trying to shore up some capital. Citigroup is lending most of what it got out. Stress tests are crossing the pond, and British politicians are acting like a bunch of politicians. It's the Morning Open, and before we talk about the markets and where they are this morning, let's bring in Julie Nieman right now, analyst with Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis. We're going to talk a little bit about the day's topic and their top economic stories. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
All right, banks seem to be on the front burner again today. Let's talk about Bank of America reportedly selling more than $7 billion worth of shares in China Construction Bank to some Asian investors. They're trying to raise that capital, bolster their bottom line, but it needs still, what, another $27 billion. How much of this, Julie, is the government saying raise that capital, and how much is it B of A talking and looking at its bottom line?
Well, they have to do a combination of things. Over a week ago, the government just basically laid hands on those 19 biggest banks and said, arise, you will not be allowed to fail. So Bank of America is doing it two ways. One, they will be having a stock offering. They're going to sell off more of the China Construction Bank. There's a lock on the rest of it right now, but in the fall, they'll get rid of the rest of it. So they're just going to keep plugging toward that almost $34 billion in capital shortfall here.
It's almost like a bankathon.
You've got it exactly.
Yeah.
Sell.
Citigroup today said it used most of it, almost every bit of that $45 billion of taxpayer money to make loans. Who are they lending to?
Well, unlike many banks who held their TARP cash in a death grip, Citi is actually lending new mortgages, cars, business suppliers, and, of course, they do a lot with state and local governments. But that $45 billion is finally achieving what the Obama administration wanted to begin with, lending.
They've had this money for so long. Why are we hearing about this right now?
All of the corporate, all the banks basically were clutching their TARP money in a death trap simply because they felt that they were undercapitalized. Now that the stress test is out of the way, it's public as to what their shortfalls happen to be. They actually are free to lend again because they know what the consequences will be.
All right. Julie Nieman joining us from St. Louis this morning. Thank you, Julie.
You bet.
All right. Let's check the numbers right now. The Dow down about a point, pretty much flat for the markets right now. NASDAQ down about a third of a percent. S&P 500 down about two-tenths of a percent right now. Asian stocks were mixed today. The Nikkei lost about a percent and a half. European markets are up slightly. The German DAX adding about two-thirds of a percent. We got word this morning that the European Union will do stress tests of their own on the entire banking system there. They'd like to have it underway by September. And British lawmakers have been a bit embarrassed in the last few days. A list of yearly expenses that members of both parties claimed for reimbursement was leaked to Britain's Daily Telegraph. You're probably not surprised to learn that it included receipts for some questionable items. Christopher Worth has more.
All those receipts add up to a spending spree worth tens of thousands of dollars for almost every member of parliament. It includes politicians who've written off groceries, refurnished their homes, and repaired tennis courts. Even dog food made it onto the list. Some allowances were also used to play the housing market. And taxpayers are unhappy to be footing the bill for outlandish expenses, not least in a recession. Over the weekend, Conservative opposition leader David Cameron tried to apologize for the allowance system.
This system that we had, that we used, that we operated, that we took part in, it was wrong, and we're sorry about that.
Cameron has hinted at resignations, and party leaders are calling for reform. Members of parliament are paid just under $100,000, much smaller than the $169,000 a U.S. senator makes. Writing off things like dog food was a way to bump up their own salaries, and members thought those receipts would never see the light of day. In London, this is Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 436 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. ConstantContact.com. American Public Media brings you four documentaries about the economic crisis, supported by the University of Virginia's Batten Institute. More at AmericanRadioWorks.org.
The phrase American Dream often brings to mind a house with a white picket fence, but it's not everyone's model. In the first part of our Marketplace special series, The Next American Dream, we take a look at co-housing. I spoke with one resident, Kathy Journay, who lives at a development in Massachusetts. She says the idea goes back decades.
It's kind of an intentional neighborhood. It is a place where people can live and they want to and expect to interact with their neighbors. You cluster the houses very close together. You reserve the cars to the edges of the community so that the inside of the development is all pedestrian friendly.
It sounds a lot like an apartment complex, but nobody's attached.
It could be, but again, in an apartment complex, most folks only know their neighbors in passing. Conceptually, the idea behind it is you share the resources. Plus, we also have the common house. The common house has a kitchen big enough to cook for the entire neighborhood. We actually have common meals a couple nights a week. There's a kids' room, a yoga studio. We have a sewing room. We have a gym downstairs. And we also have a pool. So rather than the 34 residents building 34 pools or maybe 12 pools, there's only one pool. So you're not using as many resources. We don't have 34 lawnmowers. We're going to have two neighborhood riding lawnmowers, and that's all the lawnmowers are going to have.
Any problems with sharing?
Well, we're newly moved in. The first residents just moved in December, so there hasn't been any problems with sharing yet. If we do run into problems, we actually make decisions using a consensus model rather than, say, for example, voting. The first rule of co-housing is that you talk to each other if there's a problem. We don't have a lot of rules in the same way that a condo association has rules. In a condo association, often the rules are to take the place of talking to each other. In co-housing, we expect people to talk to each other as the first way to resolve conflicts and problems.
You ever see this concept catching on with mainstream America?
I think in this economy, I think that people are looking for ways to save money. And I think that this is one way that you could go ahead and do that. And I think that as people adapt and change to the new economy, I do think that you will see concepts like this begin to seep into middle America. Yes, I do.
Well, Kathy Jernay, good luck, and thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And hey, check out our Next American Dream section inside marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us this morning. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.